听众朋友，大家下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播网络电台正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天周五的节目。周五是谁？周五是我们可爱的布鲁斯老布爷爷，给我们带来非常精彩的英语饭听饭读。好，来邀请布鲁斯。
Well, Jingjing, here we are, Jingjing, the first program for me, anyway, after the October holiday. So I hope everybody's had a good time. You know, Beijing, the first few days was beautiful, but for me it was very interesting being in Beijing because we had the Beijing Design Week on.
Uh-huh.
And I was out most days taking photographs and just enjoying what there was in the city, particularly around the areas like Dashalar and Baitasa. It was really, really great to walk around these areas, and some of the days, you know, it was really blue sky we had.
Wow, sounds like you had a great holiday.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, although, Jingjing, you know, the thing was, I was still working.
Wow, Bruce.
Because the Beijing Design Week was on,
oh.
And I was covering the many aspects of Beijing Design Week. I was enjoying it also because I was doing the photographs, but I was meeting a lot of very interesting people.
又因为在节假日当中完全没有休息的我的工作搭档，亲爱的老布爷爷，老布爷爷也是啊，这个天天都在那么繁忙。但是你想，如果他不那么繁忙，我们又怎么会听到那么多有意思的在北京的外国人的生活、他们的采访和他们的聊天、他们的思想、他们的工作、他们的经历、他们的甚至是旅游呢？对不对？在这样的一个金秋十月刚刚过去的国庆假期当中，老布又一次呢去做了很多关于北京设计周的 Beijing Design Week 的一些 coverage 一些报道。那他在今年的北京国际这个设计周上啊，遇到了一位他的老朋友，一位来自澳大利亚的老朋友。
We just had a question from Jackie Wu, Jingjing. I don't think maybe it wasn't on at the beginning of the program. It says, Hi Bruce, how'd your holiday go? Have you gone to lots of beautiful places? Well, actually, Jackie, as we said, I stayed in Beijing. Weather was beautiful for the first 4 days of the holiday, and there was a lot of attractions here in the city with the Beijing Design Week.
Mm.
So I was all over the city with my camera and also doing interviews for the program. So it was actually very good to be in Beijing. I'm thinking if anybody saw the photographs, I saw them on the news this morning, the traffic jam on the expressway coming into Beijing. Did you see a photograph? My gosh, who wants to drive? You know, I was walking everywhere and enjoying it and relaxing, but that traffic jam was more, I've never seen anything like it, you know.
老布爷一开始啊，刚才不是有人问他吗？说布鲁斯，你的这个假期过得怎么样啊？他就说，我虽然没有去很多美丽的地方，但是我一直在北京工作，但是我也在北京也去了很多有意思的地方，因为我有一双会观察的眼睛，我还有一对非常漂亮的镜头，所以呢，他就讲了一下哈，他在媒体上看到一些关于北京，比如说长假结束以后啊，这个回到北京的那个高速收费站的拥堵的情况，他说 ，My gosh， 他听到了，他看到那个照片的时候，震惊的不得了，所以他觉得呀，假期还是应该跟家待着哈。Who are we going to meet today?
Well, Jingjing, we're going to meet a very interesting young lady from Australia, Andrea Miles, and she's been named as one of the most influential, one of the top 100 most influential ladies in Australia.
Wow.
And she founded, which is CEO of the China Australia Millennial Project. I mean, she's very much into business incubating, bringing people together, discussing things.
Mm.
And I've met her a couple of times. I met her last year in Beijing, when she was over a connection with the Beijing Design Week.
Mm.
And I met her again this year. I met her at a really beautiful place. This place was called Copper, C-O-P-P-E-R. And Copper was an old copper wire factory that had been renovated into an events and networking space at the Na Fu Hutong, which is east of the Jingshan Park. And this was a very beautiful place. And what was happening, there was a forum, a discussion taking place at the beginning of the Design Week period with the delegates from Australia. And Andrea was one of the speakers. And after she'd finished speaking, we went outside into the alley, and because it was too busy inside the hall to actually do interview. So I actually did an interview standing in a hutong.
Mm.
So you maybe hear a little bit of background sound as we're talking.
That'll be great. That'll be great in the interview.
Yeah, I loved it. I mean, that area, again, it's one of my favorite places, you know, one of the places I would go back to many times.
这个中外交流啊，真的是今非昔比了哈。每天都有很多的外国朋友来到中国，他们的这个背景、文化，各自身上所携带的那些故事，他们想做的事情，他们想在北京来实现的梦想，这些呢，必须要有一个人，或者是有一种途径啊，来把他们都写出来、找出来、采访出来，让我们知道，让我们中国人知道。那么老布呢，毫无疑问就是这样一位角色。他每天的工作就是在北京城的各大处哈、啊，就是各大的这个地点去奔波采访，约好他的采访对象，和他们一起聊天，说他们的故事，再把它整理出来，剪好，做好音频，做好文本，带给我们所有 PK 台的同学们。所以这样一份精读精听的材料，泛读泛听的材料是很不容易找到的。那这一次呢，他又带来一个什么样的人物呢？我们的 Andrea 啊，这位女士。她呢是澳大利亚2014年的年度最有影响力的女性。哎，你想想这最有影响力的女性都做了什么呢？ Andrea 和中国啊有两重关系。既然在中国，咱们说说她和中国的关系。一是2012年从来没有跨出过国门的她决定，哎，我要来一个旅行，要当一个 backpacker 啊，我要背包旅行世界，所以我得选一个好的国家，我得选一个有吸引力、有魅力的国家。当时呢，虽然也不是说对中国哎非常慕名而来，但是他却冥冥当中选择了中国，在云南昆明和香格里拉地区的生活了数年以后，发现哎呀，对中国这个热爱真是有增无减，于是开始思考自己为两国的交流是不是要可以做点什么。
So Andrea has been involved with China since coming to the country initially as a backpacker in 2002. And since then she's developed a passionate love for the country that she shares every opportunity. In fact, when she's talking here, she's full of enthusiasm. She was studying in Kunming and then went on to spend a year in Shangri-La, Zhongdian. Now, she and I were sharing experiences of that incredibly beautiful and biodiverse area. I was lucky enough to be in Zhongdian, which is what it was called in 1995, before the tourist boom. And me and Andrea, we were talking of Shangri-La and also can it sustain ecotourism alongside the rapid growth of travel to Yunnan.
啊，一听到云南，一听到香格里拉，大家就知道为什么老布能够和 Andrea 成为老朋友了，因为这个地方可是老布的心头大爱啊。很多年以前呢，他在这个地方留下过美好的记忆啊，也不知道有没有些艳遇之类的，不知道啊。但是呢，一旦有人跟他说起香格里拉这个地方，老布呢就忍不住一定要和对方聊一聊他们共同所认识的云南昆明，所认识的香格里拉。这一段呢，我们会在今天的 Track 2第二部分当中听到。
So we're going to hear a bit about, first of all, about the Australian Millennium Project and about setting up business incubators. Then in the second part, she's talking very much about her early days of coming to China and of discovering Yunnan and how this really set her on the path to developing her life based around China. I know when I was there, I mean, to me it was one of the most beautiful places in the world to actually visit. And I could quite happily have stayed in Yunnan. But of course, when I went there in 1995, I've been several times to Yunnan, but in 1995 there was very little tourism. So the places were natural. The places were not, were not crowded with tourists. So you're very much a traveller, very much an explorer. I mean, Lijiang, there was almost no domestic tourism to Lijiang when I was there. Only a few Western backpackers. In Zhongdian, there was only a couple of hotels, Shangri-La, a couple of basic hotels that you could stay in. So things have changed enormously in that area.
在今天的第一段当中呢，大家会听到她是有多么的热爱中国。作为这样的一个澳大利亚籍的女士哈，其实在北京的在中国的澳大利亚人士有很多，但是据她说呀， 他说反正他说他是归属于一个非常非常热爱中国的一个澳大利亚的一个群体。那么对于中国这种爱呢，慢慢的积累起来哈、啊、他想哎为这个中澳的交流做点什么。因为他觉得中国对澳大利亚的了解不太多，这澳大利亚人对中国的了解也不太多。所以呢他的第二重关系啊，就是13年以后他发起了一个旨在全方位促进中澳青年合作的中澳迁徙计划 China Australia Millennial计划 Project， 选出了百名富有创新理念并且在自己的领域当中做出一定成绩的中澳先锋青年，通过会晤交流啊 discussion 啊这样的形式，就这两个国家共同面对的一些包括人口老化、城市交通、环境污染、青年失业、基础设施等等各个方面，先去相互交流、相互了解，然后呢集思广益，用企业孵化器的一种模式来推动两国的青年落实一些具体的合作项目，真正的开始合作，然后呢推进这个社会的一些双边的发展进程。
Okay, Jing Jing, so what we can do, listen to the tracks. Right, good.
所以呢，在明白了今天我们的第一段 track one 和第二段 track two 我们要听到内容以后呢，同学们现在就准备好，即将进行我们的听力训练，两段精心为你剪辑好的 tracks。
So much to enjoy here, and if I think about Australia's footprint here, even that is not as large as it could be, and I'm sure will be in coming years. So the Australians here in Beijing have a real genuine love, I think, for China. I know I'm certainly one of them. You know, even if China wasn't Australia's largest trading partner, I absolutely would still be putting in my time here because I love the place so much. So I think it really does make a difference when you've got a community here that is genuinely passionate about what China is and where it's going.
All sounds great. And for you, what's happening with the Millennial Project?
China-Australia Millennial Project, we pulled off something of a scale which had never been seen before in Australia, which was just a massive incubator. We had 130 young innovators, half from China, half from Australia, collaborating in June this year. They collaborated in think tanks, so they were actually in an incubator experience which was yielding new thinking around big issues whichaffect both Australia and China. So we're talking about infrastructure, energy and sustainability, education, entrepreneurship, and the outputs were actually in the form of new businesses that were co-designed together across a border. So that model, I mean, it's pretty fresh and new. We're putting together a research project at the moment to just unpack what innovations can come out when you have cross-border collaborations.In 2002, I had never set foot outside of Australia, and I was a young backpacker, and my family, you know, they come from a pretty working class Australian background, so actually none of my immediate family had been outside of Australia either. I thought, I'm going to get one shot at going overseas in my entire life here, so I better make it a great country. But I picked China. The rest is history. I fell in love with the place, and I've been coming back every year multiple times ever since. I lived for quite a while in Yunnan, so I went to uni at Yunnan Shifan Dashia,And I lived in Shangri-La for 12 months. And it's, when people ask me what my favorite part of China is, it's absolutely Shangri-La. It's beautiful.
You mean the actual Zhongdian? You stayed up there?
That's right. Yeah, I lived in Zhongdian for 12 months.
What year was that?
2009-10.
A long time after me. I was 1995 when I was up there.
Oh, wow. It would have been a one-horse town at that stage.
Well, there were horses. That was one of the features, the horses with the trailers coming down from the hills.
It's an absolutely remarkable part of the world, and I think it's in a really interesting transition stage. There was a big fire there last year, which unfortunately burnt down a lot of the old city, which was in fact a new city, with some very old buildings within it. So I think it's at a really interesting crossroads. Does it become a genuineeco-touristic site, or does it go down the Lijiang route and get a bit overpopulated?
这就是今天的两段听力啊！听到这里了，大家觉得啊，精华是什么？亮点是什么？发现了吗？多么说的多么好，多么流利的澳大利亚口音的英语啊！这种在我们节目的历史上都非常的罕有 ，a very clear speaker.
Yeah, it's very professional and.Going to become a very astute business person, quite young just now, but obviously a lot of talent, a lot of potential, and very involved in the relationship between Australia and China. So she starts off by telling us that there is so much to enjoy here. She starts talking about China, and although she doesn't live now in China, she goes back several times a year and always enjoys it. And just, well, see, we were talking in the Hutong, it's just really loved that, being there and watching everyday life and laughing about it. So, she's then talking about Australia and China. She says, if I think about Australia's footprint here, in other words, you know, how big a mark does Australia have, how much influence does it have, she says, even that is not as large as it could be. She thinks Australia could have a bigger impact, a bigger mark in China. And I'm sure it will be in the coming years. She thinks that for Australia and China, it's going to be, you know, business building up, you know, connections building up, everything really building up over the coming years. A lot of people very interested in this.
好，来听了听力以后呢，接下来进入到我们的学习部分。在这个环节当中，我们要去一起去了解他刚才到底都说了些什么。然后我们一会儿学完再来听的时候，你就会发现，哇，听他说话竟然变得像听同胞说话一样的简单了。首先他说 There's so much to enjoy here， 什么意思啊？就是说在中国啊，哎呀，可以享受的东西太多了啊，说不完，一会儿都说不完。 If I think about Australia'sFootprint here. Footprint,
What kind of influence? It means your footprint. What kind of influence have you got? How strong are you within China?
足迹 footprint. 但是它可以理解为影响力。如果我来想一想澳大利亚对中国的影响力的话 ，even that is not as large as it could be. 就是说呀，虽然。现在似乎还并没有那么大 ，as large as it could be， 不像他能做到的那么大，现在还没那么大。但是 I'm sure will be in coming years， 但是我相信在未来的这些年当中，澳大利亚对中国的影响力会逐渐增加的。
So even if China wasn't Australia's largest trading partner, China for Australia.China is the most important trading partner, partly because of minerals, partly because of food, partly because of tourism, a whole lot of issues that are there. So a very strong trading relationship between Australia and China. So even if China wasn't Australia's largest trading partner, I would still be putting in my time here. So even if the connections weren't as big as they are now, Andrea would still be coming to China.
We missed one line.
Did we?
Australians here,
Australians here in Beijing have a real genuine love for China. I know, I am certainly one of them. In other words, there's a lot of Australians who actually live in Beijing. I know quite a few of them now myself. And they're here, and a lot of them quite passionate about China. You know, they enjoy the life here, they get a lot out of it.
Genuine love is what kind of love?
Real.
Genuine
real,
love.
Real.
Real love. Okay.
Oh, well, it says real, genuine love. I mean, honest love, genuine. To be genuine means you're honest, you're truthful.
第三行我们来看一下。他说 ,the Australians here in Beijing, 这些在北京生活的澳大利亚人呢 ,have a love for China, 对中国是有一种爱的。好了，这里有两个很关键的形容词，一个是 real, 很真实的，发自内心的，一个是 genuine, 很纯正的，很纯净的，很污染的，是真心的喜欢中国，真真正正的喜欢中国，没有其他的因素的影响。这种 genuine love 这个短语很好，大家可以记一下哈。说你是完全全心全意的，很真诚纯真的，热爱一个什么东西，可以说 a real genuine love for something. I know I'm certainly one of them. 我知道，我绝对是这样的澳大利亚人当中的一员。
So, as you said, that Australia and China are big trading partners, and that's one reason she's here, but she says even if this wasn't the case, she would still be here, because I love the place so much. It's funny how there are foreigners who, particularly people who have been to China, you know, many years ago, develop quite a passion, quite a fascination for the country. And, I mean, I know people who've griefed, go back many, many, many years,in being involved with China and still have many passionate memories, many fond memories of the time here.
Great. Even if, 虽然 China wasn't Australia's largest trading partner, 虽然中国不是澳大利亚的最大的 trading partner, 就是生意和贸易伙伴啊, I would still be putting my time here. 我仍然将会什么叫 putting my time? 就是
Spending my time. Yeah.
对了，花我的时间待在这儿。为什么？因为我就是喜欢，我就是喜欢这个国家。没办法，我觉得我上辈子好像就是在这个国家里生活似的。I would still be putting my time here. 我们又学到了一个比 spending one's time 更加高级的表达，叫 putting my time, putting one's time.
Yeah, because she loves the place so much.
对了，因为我就是喜欢这个地方。
I think it really does make a difference when you have a community here who is genuinely passionate about what China is and where it's going. So if you've got a group of people that are here,you know, who are really interested in China, it does help you as a foreigner.
Mm.
Like, for example, once a month, I go to this luncheon.
Mm.
And this lunch is the old China Hands Club. And really, it's foreigners who have been here for maybe over 10 years. And people just sit and they talk, sometimes about memories, sometimes about the present, sometimes about the future.
Mm.
But the conversation's all about China.
Mm.
And sometimes Chinese people find it quite odd. The foreigners can actually sit for hours and do nothing else except talk about China. I mean, when I used to live in Scotland, I used to go around schools and I would talk, guess what, about China.
Ah.
Because people didn't know much about it. And even today, to be honest, most people have very strange ideas about China. They don't really know a terribly great amount.
这句话是说，他说，I think it really does make a difference.我们来看一个英语句子的结构。他说，我觉得这件事情一定会有所不同，有所改变。什么呢？ When you have a community here, 当你呢在这个当地啊有一个自己人的那种社群，有一个 community, 有一个比如说他澳大利亚人，他有一个澳大利亚人的社群。那这样一群人呢， who is genuinely, 又来了，很真正的 passionate about China, 真正的对中国充满了热爱，充满了热情，充满了 passion。另外呢，对中国的未来 where it is going 也充满了兴趣，充满了热情。那么好，如果有这样一群人跟你待在一起啊，你们可以每天待在一起，就说中国的对中国怎么怎么喜欢，对中国怎么怎么的有好感，怎样怎样。哎，他让我觉得天长日久下去啊，这一定会有些改变会发生。It does make a difference.
Yes, uh-huh. So I'm saying to her after listening to this, it all sounds great. This all sounds really good. And for you, what is happening with the Millennial Project? Andrea set up this Millennial Project. People who are in the new millennial who are making a difference in society.
Mm.
Right? This is the new generation. You think, well, people, now you could have... Not yet, no. The oldest people would be 15. So you're talking of people who are in their 20s, who've started off their career in the 21st century.
Mm.
And the Millennial Project, really, this is the millennial, this is the time for going forward for China, Australia to develop, you know, stronger links, stronger business ties. And so this is the new millennial. This is the time of the...Basically, this Pacific situation where you get China at the north, Australia at the south, and the two working together.
刚才您说的那些 all sounds great, 都听上去很不错啊，非常不错。And for you, 那么对您来讲，布鲁斯是一个记者，你知道的哈，他就得问问题了。他说，那对你来讲呢 ，What is happening with the 什么 M 打头的这个计划是什么？刚才聊天室当中有同学在问哈，这就是今天我们说到这个核心。核心的这个词语叫 millennial 千禧 millennial 千禧叫 China Australia Millennial Project 这是它的全称。那么对你而言，这个中澳千禧计划又是什么呢？又会发生些什么呢？
There is something interesting here because it's called the China Australia Millennial Project. Now normally, if a foreigner sets up something, it's usually their country's name first, like the
Australia China
Millennial
Project.
But in this case, no, actually, no. The other things like CBBC, the China Britain Business Council, you know, this is really showing respect to China, putting China first, because China is the biggest player. So you see that the China Australia, you know, China Australia Millennial Project, the China Britain Business Council. So it's putting China first, although it's a foreigner creating it. Right? It's quite an interesting way that it's been named.
嗯，说一下这个迁徙哈，这个词儿呢，来自是有位朋友叫 Robert Deng 哈，他告诉我们说，这个迁徙时代呢，指的就是1981年啊 ，people who were born after 1981出生的人，然后到千年结束时候达到成年年龄的这个时代哈。非常感谢你，这是我们急需的一个重要的概念。那么关于这样的一个迁徙计划呢，我们就知道它可能会寻找哪一部分年龄的人了，对不对？他已经把这个 millennial project 说出来了。另外 we pull off something of a scale, what does that mean?
It means the size of it, the scale, something of a scale. It means you pulled off something, you created something that is very, very big.
Oh.
What it is, it's been the biggest.
Wow.这里有个短语叫 we pull off something of a scale， 意思就是说我们把什么事情做到一个 scale， 一个最大的规模。多大的规模呢？ which had never been seen before in Australia， 在澳大利亚之前从未有过这么大的规模，我们得把这事儿做到这规模。
So this was the first time something of this scale, this relationship between China and Australia. And what was this?This was a massive incubator. An incubator, sometimes when, you know, when the hen, when the hen lays the eggs are sometimes put in an incubator to let them grow and let them hatch into chickens. But an incubator can also talk of business where people get together and they sit and they discuss ideas. Through the discussion of ideas, so a greater idea is developed and this becomes a business plan.
又学到一个新词儿喽，这里有个单词叫 it was a massive, 这是一个巨大的 incubator. Incubator 本来是孵小鸡的那个孵化器。但是呢，在现在它很多情况下用于 business incubator 企业孵化器，这个很容易理解是吧？企业孵化器，那他说这是一个巨大的一个孵化器，肯定是一种很良好的基础，一种很良好的环境的意思。为什么呢？ We had 130, 我们有130个青年人， half from China, 一半来自中国， half from Australia, 一半来自澳大利亚，要干嘛呢？ Collaborating in June this year. 在今年的六月相互合作。
So equal numbers, you know, 65, 65, you know, Chinese Australians collaborating in June this year. So, you know, a few months ago, 130 people got together collaborating, discussing, sitting in forums, sitting in groups, discussing things, discussing ideas,、
mm.
right? And they collaborated in think tanks. So they were actually...in an incubator experience. They collaborated, they worked together in think tanks. That's like getting a group of people together in a room around a table and say, right, here's the idea, you know, sustainable development or sustainable urbanization or things like that. And so you'd sit down and you work out ideas of creating a plan.
Mm.
Think tank. It's like sitting in a, you know, in a box, a tank,A glass tank, a fish tank. You're sitting in a tank and you're thinking. And that's all you're doing. You're thinking. You're trying to come up with ideas.
又来了一个新词，我们可以学习一下，叫 they collaborated. Collaborated 就是合作 in think tank. 有人遇到过这个词吗？ Think tank, 智囊团，或者是咱们把叫做头脑风暴的意思，就是说大家都先坐下来啊，坐到一个圆桌前，咱们互相就某个领域的问题开始出谋划策。开始聊一聊，开始说一说你的见解，开始互相了解，开始把你的主意、你的想法全部说出来，夸夸夸往外倒，跟你这在座的人呢一起分享。So they were actually in an incubator experience. 所以他们这些人呢来了以后，参加这个 think tank， 就把自己呢置于到了一种孵化器的经验里面，大家就开始孵化一些东西了。
Right. So this was yielding.New thinking around big issues. So you were thinking about big issues that affect both Australia and China.
Mm.
So big issues, you know, certain serious topics that were affecting Australia and China, particularly from the point of view of business and development. So you were sitting around in these think tanks, groups of people, how do we work this out? How do we solve this problem? What's the future?
对了，在这儿呢 yielding 这个意思呢就是产生的意思。 This was 通过这种方式呢 yielding new thinking 新的想法，产生新的想法， 所有的想法都是都得产生，对吧？要碰撞，要合作，要聊，要互相交流，才能够出来 new thinking around big issues， 关于那些大的主题，有些很多新的想法就会由此在这种 incubator 的经验当中产生出来。 Which 这种东西呢 affect both Australia and China， 既影响中国也影响澳大利亚，双方获益的。
We were talking about infrastructure, you know, infrastructure, roads, rail, air. It's talking about infrastructure, energy, the power, mm-hmm. the generation, sustainability. Is it, can it last? Can it, you know, can it work? Education, entrepreneurship, developing business skills.
对了，我们会谈哪些呢？比如有 infrastructure, 基础设施，公路啊，铁路啊，等等。Energy, 能源利用。Sustainability, sustainability, 可持续发展 ，education, 教育 ，entrepreneurship, 就是创业者，年轻创业。
The output, what's the output? The output is the what you have at the end. You have discussion, and what's the output? What is the conclusion? They were in the form of new businesses. So the people, Chinese and Australians, getting together, created new businesses that were designed across.A border. So in other words, the businesses were not designed within China, they were not designed within Australia. They were designed to represent across the border, cross-border collaboration.
嗯，那么这个 output 就是结果。那么这个产出的东西是什么呢？将会以什么形式来落实它的成果呢？将会以一些 form of new business, 一些新的商业合作的形式。来落实这个成果，啊，不只是聊聊而已，还得落实到成果上。那做点什么呢 ？That were co-designed together across a border， 是一种双方相互合作、相互进行交互设计，然后相互合作所产生的这种 outputs。
So that model, you know, you created this model, this plan.It is pretty fresh and new. So this is all new idea. What you've created is new. We're putting together a research project at the moment, right? Research project, you know, minds getting together, thinking about, to unpack what innovations you can have when you have cross-border collaboration. You're unpacking the innovations. In other words, you're opening up the box, opening up the think tank, seeing what the ideas are.Taking these innovations, taking these ideas out, working out, is this practical? What can we do with all this?
这种跨国交流的这种 model 呢，还是 pretty fresh and new， 哎，还是很新鲜的啊，还是以前不怎么有的这种想法。And we're putting together a research project. 我们现在呢正在做一个 research， 一个研究的项目。At the moment， 就是目前现在。这研究项目是干嘛呢？是要 unpack what innovations you can have when you have cross-border collaborations. 在你在这个进行一个国际跨国界的一个合作当中，你到底有什么样的创新能够释放出来？你有什么火花能够擦出来？啊，现在我们的 research project 就在包括这个。所以呢，这个 Andrew 女士啊，她觉得说，其实这个活动并不是只是让年轻人来互相交朋友，而是希望他们能够在未来的合作当中呢，互相铺垫道路，一起搞一搞研究项目啊，成立一个国际合作的公司啊，或者是同时鼓励大家 think tank 想一想，到底什么样的合作是最成功的，最能够使两个国家受益的。好，这就是我们差不多 pretty much track one 第一段的内容了。
Right, questions. Number one, what do Australians in Beijing have?
好，接下来大家要做的事情就是闭上你的眼睛啊，不要看文本了，来听我们给你提出五个问题。第一个问题就是，在北京的外国澳大利亚的朋友，他们都有一种相同的什么
？Number two, what is China to Australia?
对于澳大利亚来说，中国是一个什么样的伙伴呢
？Number three, what was Andrea's major project? What did she set up? In other words,
哎 ，Andrea 的最重要的一个计划、一个项目是什么？
Number four, how many people were involved in the project?
大致有多少人参与到这个项目当中
？Number five, what issues did they discuss?
他们会探讨哪些方面的话题呢？第一段，再一次听起来。
Here. And if I think about Australia's footprint here, even that is not as large as it could be and I'm sure will be in coming years. So the Australians here in Beijing have a real genuine love, I think, for China. I know I'm certainly one of them. You know, even if China wasn't Australia's largest trading partner, I absolutely would still be putting in my time here because I love the place so much. So I think it really does make a difference when you've got a community here that is genuinely passionate about what China is and where it's going.
All sounds great. And for you, what's happening with the Millennial Project?
China-Australia Millennial Project, we pulled off something of a scale which had never been seen before in Australia, which was just a massive incubator. We had 130 young innovators, half from China, half from Australia, collaborating in June this year. They collaborated in think tanks, so they were actually in an incubator experience which was yielding new thinking around big issues which affect both Australia and China. So we're talking about infrastructure, energy and sustainability, education, entrepreneurship, and the outputs were actually in the form of new businesses that were co-designed together across a border. So that model, I mean, it's pretty fresh and new. We're putting together a research project at the moment to just unpack what innovations can come out when you have cross-border collaborations.
怎么样？第二段听上去以后容易多了吧？ 其实这句话呀，这段话呀，对于那些咱们在企业公司里工作的朋友，准备搞个什么活动啊，launch 一个什么 project， 发展一个计划呀之类的，这段英文可管用了。你没发现吗？他告诉了你好多怎么什么东西应该怎么说的哈，非常生动的一段英文。我们来回答一下问题 ：What Australians in Beijing have
a genuine love for China？
对中国无私的爱。What is China to Australia?
Its largest trading partner.
它最大的啊，对于澳大利亚来说，中国是最大的 trading partner. 虽然还没有那么大。What was Andrew's major project?
The China-Australia Millennial Project.
中澳迁徙计划。How many people were involved in this project?
130.
但是后期又多了70名，实际上是200名啊。不过不在本文当中。What issues did they discuss?
Infrastructure, energy and sustainability, education, entrepreneurship.
对了，大家根本不用在原文当中找答案，一听就能听明白了。好了，我们来进入到第二段 Track 2， 说一说他自己在中国的旅行经历吧。
Track 2, more about tourism. In 2002, that's 13 years ago, I had never set foot outside of Australia. Andrea had never left Australia before 2002. I was a young backpacker. Backpackers, at that time, very popular for Westerners. You put a backpack, a rucksack on your back, put a few things in and head off around the world.
其实世界上年轻人都差不多嘛，是吧？大多数人并没有迈出过自己的国门。2012年的时候 ，I had never set foot outside of Australia。2012年的时候，我这脚步都从来没有迈出过澳大利亚一步。你看，都从来没有跨出过国门。I was a young backpacker。在那个时候呢，我想当一个年轻的背包客。My family came from a working class Australian background。我的父母呢都是工薪阶层 ,working class Australian background.
Right. So, it's an ordinary family that they came from. And none of my immediate family had been outside of Australia either.
Immediate family.
My immediate family, mama, baba, you know, brother, sister.
啊，大家明白了哈 ,none of my immediate family, 我的直系亲属，我的妈妈爸爸、mm. 是吧，我的这个弟弟妹妹，好，我的直系亲人叫 immediate family。None of my immediate family had been outside of Australia either. 我的直系亲属也没有一个人曾经离开过澳大利亚呢。
I thought I am going to get one shot of going overseas in my entire life here.
One shot, get one
shot. Only chance, one chance.
我觉得吧，我这个人生不能这么过哈。世界这么大，我要去看看。I'm going to get one shot.One shot 就是一次机会，试一次，我哪怕试一次，我得出国一次。Of going overseas in my entire life， 我所有的生活，我所有的人生当中，我得鼓足勇气。世界那么大，我要去看看啊 ！Get one shot， 这个短语也很好啊，试一次。
So I better make it a great country and I pick China. I wanted to look at a good country, a great country, fascinating country. Which country will I go to? Right, go to China.
所以他说我觉得吧我最好 I better make it a great country 我最好去一个比较伟大的国家然后那个时候 I picked China 我就挑选了中国
The rest is history. The rest is history. So in other words, what happened after that, this is, you know, the story just follows on. It's history. It's now in the past. But I fell in love with the place and have been coming back every year, multiple times ever since. So in other words, came to China, fell in love with the place, and every year comes back several times, multiple times, comes back several times ever since.
Still, the rest is history.
Yeah. What happened after that is history. It's a story. It's my life story.
这句话的意思就是说 the rest is history. 意思就是说刚才讲的那些就是我的人生故事了，就是我的人生历史了。我就是这样的爱上中国的。I fell in love with the place. 一下就爱上了这个国家。And have been coming back every year, multiple times ever since. 什么意思啊？我就 multiple times, 就是无数次。Ever since, 打那以后我每年往返中国无数次。
Right. I lived for quite a while in Yunnan. I went to uni at Yunnan Shifang Da Shui.
好标准啊。
Uni is the way people talk in the West, you know, but I went to uni.
University,
yeah.
Ah.
So I lived for quite a while. She lived quite a while in Yunnan, and she went to university, the Yunnan Shifang. Is that normal? The normal school?
Great,
How do you say it? When you say normal school?
No, we don't say normal school. We say normal university.
I mean, but I worked in Guangzhou. I was working in a Guangdong Foreign Languages Normal School.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And then there was also Guangdong Foreign Languages Foreign Languages Institute. You know, with different names, very similar.
I didn't explain that in Chinese. Mm. 说这个啊 I lived for quite a while. For quite a while 就是很长一段时间 in 云南。我在云南生活过一段时间。然后呢我去了 uni. Uni 就是 university, 大学的一种缩写。在他说的是汉语拼音，我们就写了汉语拼音，叫云南师范大学。所有的师范大学在英文当中我们都叫做 normal university。我们也不知道为什么要这么叫哈，反正就叫 normal university, 正常大学。这是很奇怪的一种翻译啊，我们就写了个云南师范大学吧。I lived in Shangri-La for 12 months.
Right. Shangri-La. That's a more recent name. When I was there, it was called Zhongbian.
Mm.
And if I remember right, I think it was also called Deqing.
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 是 Deqing. 以前叫中甸，现在叫香格里拉。但是这两个名字仍然同时叫，因为都是一个地方。我在香格里拉待了12个月。When people ask me what my favorite part of China is,当人们问我你最喜欢的中国地方是哪儿的时候 It is absolutely Shangri-La、
mm-hmm.
当然是香格里拉了 It's beautiful 这些外国人很会选地方哈 Absolutely
beautiful right, Very beautiful So 中甸 Right Now I'm saying 中甸 You stayed up there Right You stayed at 中甸Because I was quite impressed, you know, the thought of this. Because I had about 3-4 days in Zhongdian. But she said, that's right, I've been Zhongdian for 12 months.
1年, 1 year.
12 months she lived up there. I thought, wow. And what year was that? 2009, 2010.
Oh.
So 5 years ago she was living up there in Zhongdian.
好、oh, 这里有几句话。老部问她说是中甸吗? You stay up there, stay up.就是说你待在那儿啊 ,stay up, 可以直接连用就是诶你在那儿待过吗 ?That's right, 对呀、啊、我待过。I lived in Zhongdian for 12 months, 待了12个月就是一年嘛。那是哪一年呢是2009年到2010年期间。老布这个时候马上开始炫耀起来说 ,A long time after me!
Yeah!
老布。So Lao Bu was in there.
1995.
95年就去了 when I was up there.
Uh-huh. So 1995 I was up there. Oh, grief, that's 20 years ago.
Bruce.
Good grief.
Lao Bu 一回想起来。
20 years ago was in Zhongdian.
20年了。
She said it would have been a one-horse town at that stage. It's a way of describing a very small place, a one-horse town. In other words, in a whole town, there'd only be one horse. It's a Wild West American phrase, a one-horse town.
哎呦，这句话里头我们学了一个美式短语叫 one-horse town, 一匹马的镇。什么意思啊？就是说一个比喻嘛，就说这个镇子特小，一个小地方。他说啊 ,1995 年 ,it would have been a one-horse town at that stage. 说在那个时候 估计只是一个小地方吧，小特小的地方吧。
Yeah, so see, there were horses. That was one of the features. Horses with trainers coming down from the hills. So horses were a feature of the upland parts of Yunnan. I mean, near Dali, there was a market, shopping market, where all these traders, all these people came from the villages, and they all came with horses. It was fabulous to see it.
说到马呢，这个马上就聊天的人就很会接过话茬，就说啊马，啊马有有那儿有马。There were horses. 有马。That was one of the features. 这是当地的一种特色呢。Feature, 特色呢。Horses with traders. 马上呢骑着啊那些贸易者商人 traders coming down from a hill. 从山上下来。
Yeah, it's an absolutely remarkable part of the world.
这些词必须学啊，这些句子必须脱口而出啊。走到哪儿你都说啊，这个地方真是世界上最好的，绝无仅有的，棒呆了。一定得学会说 It's an absolutely remarkable part of the world. 一定要带着情感说这样的话。
Yeah, it is in a really interesting transition stage.
Transition stage.
So it's moving, it's changing from the very traditional, from the old into the new. It'sDeveloping. In other words, it's an in transition. It's now in its development stage.
说呢，它现在正在经历一个非常有趣的 transition stage, 一个改变的阶段。所谓的改变，也就是说从古老、古旧到一种新时代的一种新的改变吧，这种 transition stage.
Right.And there was a big fire there last year, which unfortunately burnt a lot of the old city.
对了，这句话大家都知道吧？啊 ，There were a big fire there last year.
Last year.
去年香格里拉的这个好像是独克宗的古镇吧，好像是发生了一起大火，同学们都知道的。非常不幸 ，unfortunately burned， 非常不幸，烧掉了大部分的老城古城 ，old city、
嗯、
啊，这是去年的一场香格里拉的大火，他提到了。
This actually was a new city with some very old buildings in it. Now, they called it the old city of the Zhongdian of Duching, because there were some old buildings in this area, but it was actually a new city that had been developed. They built this.You know, the city had grown up around all these、the old part.
香格里拉这样的地方呢，现在也不可免俗的要进入到一种现代化的发展过程当中了。This actually was a new city. 在他们看来呢，这已经变成了一个新的城市了，一个新的 city. 只是说还有一些留着一些旧的 old buildings in it， 还有一些古迹留在一个新的地方里，它已经不能算是完完全全的一种。古老的地方了。
Yeah, it is at a really interesting crossroads.
Crossroads.
Well, you've come to a crossroads. Which way do you go? Do you go to, are you going one way or going the other way? That's what it means. You know, which way is the thing going to go for development?
Oh.
Right. So, in other words, does it become a genuine eco-touristy site, or does it go down the Lijiang route and become a bit overpopulated? In other words.Are you going to look at the place like Zhongdian and think, we've got to only do a limited development because this is a very eco-diverse area? Or we see what happened, you know, in Lijiang, Dali, other places where now tourism is huge business.
Mm.
And you've got huge crowds coming to these places. So this is a choice. Do you want to go for the big crowds and obviously you generate a lot of income? Or are you more concerned with a smaller number of people and maintaining what makes the place very, very special?
Got it. 都不愧是做大事的人啊，哈。都是非常忧国忧民的。他说这个香格里拉现在呀也是在一个非常有趣的 crossroad 十字路口了，何去何从呢？要不呢他就是会不会变成一个 genuine eco-touristy city， 一个非常纯正的啊生态旅游发展的很好的一个地方呢？还是他会 go down Lijiang road， 会走丽江那条路，以至于 get a bit overpopulated， 变得过度发展啊？
Yeah.
这是香格里拉以后要面临的问题哈。
The questions we've got then, when did Andrea first come to China and why?
好，第二段我们就文本部分已经学习完毕了啊，字幕部分已经学习完毕了。我们来看一下问题，他是哪一年开始决定来中国的？
Number two, what happened to her on that journey?
在那场旅程上，他发现了一件什么样的事情？
Number three, where did she live for 12 months from 2009-2010?
09年到10年她住在哪儿?
Four, when did 老布 first go there?
什么都不能忘记我们的老布。
Number five, what happened to that town last year?
好，太简单的问题了，对不对？都不用回答，关键是再来听第二遍。
2002, I had never set foot outside of Australia, and I was a young backpacker, and my family, you know, come from a pretty working class Australian background, so actually none of my immediate family had been outside of Australia either. I thought, I'm going to get one shot at going overseas in my entire life here, so I better make it a great country. But I picked China. The rest is history. I fell in love with the place, and I've been coming back every year multiple times ever since. I lived for quite a while in Yunnan, so I went to uni at Yunnan Shifan.And I lived in Shangri-La for 12 months, and it's, when people ask me what my favourite part of China is, it's absolutely Shangri-La. It's beautiful.
You mean the actual Zhongdian, you stayed up there?
That's right, yeah, I lived in Zhongdian for 12 months.
What year was that?
2009-10.
A long time after me, I was 1995 when I was up there.
Oh wow, it would have been a one-horse town at that stage.
Well, there were horses. That was one of the features, the horses with the trailers coming down from the hills.
It's an absolutely remarkable part of the world, and I think it's in a really interesting transition stage. There was a big fire there last year, which unfortunately burnt down a lot of the old city, which was in fact a new city, with some very old buildings within it. So I think it's at a really interesting crossroads. Does it become a genuinely eco-touristic site, or does it go down the Lijiang route and get a bit overpopulated?
好，顺利听下来的同学们听到这里觉得太有收获了，今天两段门清了，已经非常清楚了。很多同学问说，那个字幕在哪里看啊？字幕呢，在我们每天直播14点的时候，你一定要登录到我们的在线聊天室，就在我们的官网上，这聊天室进来和同学们一起看字幕啊，这现场有我们的安妮尔同学在发的。另外14点节目结束以后呢，你得加我们的公众微信号英语 PK 台，来收取当天节目的音频和字幕，你自个儿下来的时候自己学习，这个我们都已经做好了的，所以这一点哈，学习者都要明确。好了 ，Let's answer some of the questions.
Okay.
Question one. When did Andrea first come to China and why?
2002, when she was traveling with a backpacker.
听听老婆这个语气。2002, 那2002年的时候啊，的第一场雪啊 ，travel backpacker. What happened to her on the journey?
She fell in love with China.
一来就
爱。So, 我爱中国。Or, Jingjing, should we say, Ai Hua?
Ai Hua? Sounds like a name.
That means loving China.
Yeah.
Ai Hua. I stayed in the Ai Hua Bing Guan many years ago.
Oh. 老布还待在爱华宾馆过。Where did she live for 12 months? 云南香格里拉。
Shangri-La, I feel so jealous.
When did Bruce first go there? 1995.
1995.
What happened to that town last year?
There was a fire, unfortunately, because these places are made of wood, it's wooden buildings,、it's really sad.
好了，今天我们的这个 feature 听到这儿呢，很过瘾吧，又学到了，又有收获啊。然后呢，这个明后两天还有部分同学要上班的哈，明天我们就不上班啦。然后就在这里祝各位同学周末愉快，我们下周直播见。Thank you, Bruce, very much.
Well, lovely memories of Yunnan.
下周见，拜拜。
Bye bye.